Po lungi jigo mekhlek tu 1970 min din aningarwat picture to lungi jigo tamar angayo kaming nin pinyakay. Tavrago kam tamnali kangyak sinyamiok state kulugok federal government lu ten savaka ngamarut savaka tut inna sukayamik aglan pisa 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 repera takhutigok tavra inyupet kiwa mekhlektungit sukhran rengirak sakamatun pimagait su ten ilaw yung minyak sakluit yung nakako minyak sakluit okre kirirgok tabra kanulain mute ilingigok tabra apekrisu galwaktut man nunakiming nin sa wakti krakto kuvluwit. Aglan ngok tabra inalak sinyamatun bisu wajay sa wakti krakto aloa kaming. Kayo mao din uwang adilayak tulungo natira. Tamarugok tayo na silkinyanik sa wakri siksoay. Ten nago ang ala chikso ni ara ay kayo taong itchok ten nuwersa kami yunun. Tavrago ka nyunyan tigun savanna suin mute asi suli makuaman ni makpikarib luting contract leok luting savaktitiruan ni tamat ko na niptaw ko ka tabra sa van na pialain miyot. Aglan ko tabra nor slow buro kun tamat mo na CIP project ng sigun tabra tam sa van na huting igligalo aktule tap mo na lkanyak. Asigok kanok tuframo bat kanok minyak pergok pang mapag tamat ko sirilik kutarirangit iluak si Saluit, kanuguk alang ako minyak niyak, but inyo niyak ni nga tamat ko vokas rirang isumatigi luit. Alaska mo ko inyo kang tabra atanirin na ko tikak tuhraurut. So ang nga tikak tuhraurut, alang ula sili ko tamna Alaska Native Settlement Claims Act. Inalo aglang ninga, taman na kanulo iglir na aninga alang ula si Salo, din nagwakpilya si Rukhraurut. Alang waktu Rukhraurut waktam na pitkurak, kao nag ukalulik solo, kao nag yuminyak si Saluit, nagerutibot, mani ano nami nunap tigni asisule ang unayani kun tamat ko inyunayani kao nagisalo asisule mekhlek tuvut ilokaisa nunalala si saluit managu vogut inyupego nekput inyupego vluta inyunayani nekput tain na igilak ti chumagan. Inyupego nek purgok kanutun akisugalo agle igilak tukraur.
Well, the names on the list still are George Amagoic, Arnold Brower Sr., Joe Upixoon, Mary Edwardson, Ron Brower, and David Florent. Yes.
Yes, please.
Justice Berger. Members of the Elders Conference. Special guests. Last night, my name is Joe Upixoon. For our Inupiaq tongue, it's Joe Upixoon. Last night, I spoke on what the Arctic Slope Native Association did. There has been, as I listened to testimonies, what I would call Arctic Slope Native Association was the only one that said no to the president signing the bill. And I would imagine that Justice Berger would like to know why we said no. And tonight I will do that so that people that have been wondering why Arctic Slope said no, it being the only association that said no, will understand why we said no. On December 18, 1971, at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, called by the president, then Don Wright, called an AFN convention so that we would witness listening to President Richard Milhouse Nixon signing the bill. We sent a letter to the President of the United States, and this is what it said. It is important that I read it verbatim because that is the way the White House received it. It came in a stationery from Arctic Slope Native Association, December 18, 1971. Honorable Richard M. Nixon, President of the United States, White House, Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. President, we, the Inupiat Eskimos of the Arctic Slope region of Alaska, urge you in the strongest possible terms to veto the Alaska Native Land Claims Bill passed by Congress on December 14, 1971. We regret taking this action, but are compelled to do so because the last chapter is being written in the tragic history of this nation's treatment of its Native Americans and their land rights. We hold Aboriginal title to 56 and a half million acres of Alaska's cold, barren Arctic slope. For centuries, our people have forged a unique lifestyle on this land, and only now, with the passage of this legislation, will our Aboriginal ownership be extinguished, our land lost forever. We understand the necessity for resolving the land rights issue. It is an obstacle standing in the way of the development of Alaska, and more particularly, a bar to transportation of Prudhoe Bay oil to market via the proposed Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Along with other natives of Alaska, we have looked to Congress instead of the courts for a fair, just, and equitable settlement of our land rights. But Congress has failed to act in a responsible manner in adjudicating our land rights. It has largely ignored the fundamental premise upon which the entire settlement is hinged: separate and distinct regional ethnic groups of Alaska Eskimos, Indians, and Aleuts have property rights in their land. And Congress is acting to extinguish those rights. These were the emphasis added. Unless the present legislation is to be nothing more than an outright expropriation, there must be a direct relation between what is being taken from us and what we receive in exchange. The Inupiat Eskimos of the Arctic Slope hold Aboriginal title to perhaps the most valuable land on the North American continent. For the right to explore a mere 412,000 acres of our land, the oil companies paid the state of Alaska over $900 million. We did not receive one penny of this amount. The state of Alaska contends it owns this land, but the state does not abide by the terms of its own statehood act, in which any right, title, or interest in lands claimed or held by Eskimos, Indians, or Aleuts is expressly disclaimed. We do not recognize the state's tentatively approved selected lands, status of these lands as it violates this express disclaimer. The Alaska Native Land Claims Bill before you for signature violates the basic tenet of a land rights settlement in several respects. First, although some may think that $9,622,000 and 40 million acres constitutes a fair settlement, the method by which the land and money are allocated among the native groups is far more important. Congress has chosen wrongly to follow a population allocation throughout most of the entire settlement, instead of an allocation based upon the size of each native region's Aboriginal land area. The latter method is the only one that even begins to approach the type of allocation a court would make, which would take into consideration not only the size of the area claimed, but its value. Our population is sparse. Only about 5% of the native total, but that is because our land will not support as large a population as other native regions. This does not diminish our Aboriginal rights, as they are not dependent upon how much or how many of us there are, but upon dominion over land through use and occupancy. Adoption of the population-based formula means that we will receive only 5% of the settlement's monetary proceeds, even though virtually all of the $500 million in 2% royalty revenues will come from our land. Is this fair? Does it comport with even the most basic concept of justice? Second, the land which we are allowed to retain will be far from our villages and of little economic potential. Although this is a settlement of our land rights, the state of Alaska comes first. The federal government, with its Naval Petroleum Reserve and Arctic Wildlife Refuge, comes first. The third parties who have federal and state leases on our land come first. We, the Aboriginal owners, come last. We were astonished to learn that the conference committee had recognized the given priorities to land selections filed by the state of Alaska in December 1968 and January 1969. These selections came in the face of pending native protests, a pending lawsuit to decide the state's right to make selections on native claimed land, and congressional consideration of the land rights issue. These and earlier selections were directly contravened Section 4 of the Alaska Statehood Act, in which the state disclaimed any interest in our land. With the existing and proposed Federal Reserves, state selections and third-party invasions of our land, we will be left with the mountaintops. Third, a native group in southeast Alaska has a claim to a land area, 2.6 million acres, that is 4.5% of the size of our land area, 56.5 million acres, having a value that is infinitesimal compared to the value of our land. They are receiving 400% of the amount that we are receiving from the proceeds of the settlement, and when translated into the differences of cost of living index, represents 1,200%, which under the terms of the bill continues forever. We have been denied our lands, the value of our lands, the opportunity to form an economic basis, and our culture is being banished to the eternal lights of the Arctic slope. Our lands are yielding substantially all of the $500 million. $2 royalty payment which Congress is giving to the other natives. Meanwhile, the same favored group mentioned who are receiving the benefits of our land and who, under the bill, receive title to 4 billion board feet of marketable timber, a renewable resource, are not required to share that with either ourselves or the other natives. Political expediency has dictated these results. Congress has perpetuated the basic error that has always existed in its relationships with Native Americans by adopting a philosophy of a frontier society rather than a responsible criterion, as is laid down in your message to Congress in July of 1970. The heritage of centuries of injustice is perpetuated. We are again being deprived of our ancestral lands and denied the opportunity to control our destiny. The bill fails both as a matter of justice and as a matter of enlightened social policy. The current value of our portion of the settlement will not even build a sewer system in Barrow. It contains substantially the same evils of the House Concurrent Resolution 108, which is described in your message. It does cast us adrift from the social or the special relationships between natives of the federal government and the federal government. We will not even be able to build and maintain a high school or needed junior high school and grade schools. It places us at the mercy of the frontier philosophy of Alaska and federal paternalism. Apart from the 30 million acres of federal withdrawals that we are denied access to, we are also subjected to the priorities of existing lease applications and leases covering 15 million acres, state selections of million acres, and potential further federal withdrawal of 20 to 40 million acres, leaving us nothing but our bitter disappointments. As applied to us, the bill sanctifies the complete violation by the federal government and the state of Alaska of the sacred provision of Section 4 of the Statehood Act. It violates the very legal basis on which Congress purports to act on one hand and completely frustrates the social goals intended to be obtained on the other hand. Signed by myself as president of the Arctic Slope Native Association and Charlie Edwardson, Jr., executive director, Arctic Slope Native Association.
I wonder if we could have a copy of that.
I gave a copy to Eileen McLean.
Oh, fine.
Now, prior to or after we had sent this letter to the President of the United States, I delivered a same speech before the Alaska Federation of Natives, but it was much more direct and eyeball to eyeball. But since we were only 5% of the Alaska Federation of Natives, we were pretty much handicapped, because how can you swing 95% of those that want the Claims Act settled? Although the Alaska Federation of Natives, those associations that were involved with Alaska Federation of Natives, didn't have a vote because Congress was the one that enacted the bill. At this point, perhaps you would have some questions.
Well, can you tell me whether at the time there was any, you said that all of the other Native associations throughout the state voted to accept what Congress had done 3 days before, whatever it was. Was there any sentiment at all among any of the other Native associations to reject ANCSA? That is, what about, for instance, the Bethel region? Were they all totally in favor of it? Were they supporting it to the same extent as the other Native associations?
Justice Berger, there was never a vote in the Alaska Federation of Natives. We couldn't, because Congress had already enacted the bill.
So at that meeting where President Nixon signed the bill, and I think it was televised to the hotel in Anchorage where everybody could see him signing the bill, there was no vote taken at that meeting then. Is that it?
Justice Berger, we couldn't. And as far as asking how Bethel felt, I had no privy to how they felt, because they were part of AFN, and AFN had this majority rule concept.
The principal conflict at the time, I gather, was between Arctic Slope and Southeast. You had the land, they had the numbers.
This is why I grew to have an aversion towards one man, one vote concept, especially when it deals with land-oriented corporations. See, Justice Berger, Arctic Slope Native Association had their own bill, which would relate to what you would call a simple land transaction, where there would be no social implications whatsoever. It would be a real estate transaction where no population would be involved. They would get their lands and do whatever they want with it. We would get our share too, if we went the land loss formula.
Well, of course, down there, and we held hearings down there, they are, you won't believe this, but they're complaining too, because they say that in this part of Alaska, they each village got five townships, I think, and down there they only got one each. They may have gotten the lion's share of the money, but they say they didn't get very much land out of it in the end.
See, Justice Berger, this letter was sent December 18, so it is pretty accurate. We didn't have the hard copy of the bill itself, but we, through our intelligence, we were able to know how far they were and what the bill was going to be like.
There's a reference in the letter to President Nixon to the trust relationship. In the end, despite the fears that people had, the view of many seems to be that the trust relationship between the federal government and the trust responsibilities, the special relationship between the federal government and Native Alaskans, has not been extinguished by the by ANCSA. That's the view we've run into most places. Is that Is that your feeling? You said here we will not even be able to build and maintain a high school or needed junior high and grade schools. It places us at the mercy of the frontier philosophy of Alaska and federal paternalism. Any comment about how that forecast has come out?
Justice Berger, as I said, we did not have the hard copy of the bill. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that statement would never have been in there. It was more or less second-guessing what Congress did.
Well, thanks very much. That's a most interesting glimpse of an important piece of history, and it is indeed a remarkable letter.
Justice Berger, tomorrow, if James Knapp would allow me, I would like to go into the brief history to tell the people at the Elders Conference who was involved in causing all this to happen. I think it's to also acknowledge those leaders that were involved, those leaders that were committed mm-hmm. to protecting their land rights. And I thank you for being able to appear again, Justice Berger.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
I'll tell Mrs. Berger that you were kind enough to let me appear again.
I think James is in the closet if you want to run him to earth. Who's next? We're not really sticking to this list. Mary Edwardson, Ron Brower, yes.
I'm Mary Edwardson. Wale na la ni galo kama ikpahrapak. Sigmali piel lang arunga. Inuit Elders Conference tuat. Tap tumo na kupag public hearing uti giraptigon. Kang eksilyo dang inya suwi kasakit kao ni utok kanad. Tam na 19. 91 tikin ngan suna man na dam na tikit pan tamat kwa pinya ning ya ura bod tamat tumang anunap tin ni tamat kwa shares bod tuninyak sik pata man na ura kirit kin na opial lang ni aktut pang mapagubatung maluwean ni ngagati kot o kapayuk kaluak tiluta. Uwali tap to me nga o kalalago pa ka takto nga tam na 1991 tikit chumi nga kan lugu inyo ni upta tay na dun silyam ikangala chiruam tay na dun alak patigut sule uwa tao si ulav luta uwa ptik toro inyak pinya subi si uwaluak tuut aglaan kam na harikput kanyaga na chuak. Inyo pa ya ati si Lugo, kanya Lugo. Inyo luwa dang ikaluang man, inyo luwa da kaluang matabat. Dahil na dun ataw si Lugo, kanya ka nirati ko naglikutip ki atani islo tapang mapag. Kuya nakto kaglatam na. Watap to mga sulit, tikit chumay niya kanikop tatabra, ukra kirit, tung maluwi walong niya kati ko tabra ni. Inyo eh, inyong ni, tayo matunisi yung maruan ni. Pinyang niya kanikom eh. Uwa pang mapagut kayabing miral kanya ko ba? Kaga sila garap din ni Inuit kanoto pelag. Inuit igiluli ako nilu kalwa kay naat kanil laksot. Inuit yung ni igilukra ni naman laksot yut kayabing ni igilut. Kangapak kangama kasimaligin nyapta. Tatkim nya nuyak sa dukaw sa kaligin marong. Kalaw sa ringa gadi manalwa kami yung dilang isa. Ut kaving minyong ni agli haane anibiyo. Tamaradamak ko ah, nuisuro dilang ni kasimaroni. Asiwa, tam na angsa. Kalamahirutigi vayin murang asung na kadaban ni pinyala kami rin. Uwali una apikro ko matching ariya. Tam na ukaktik po, ukaktik chiroak. Apikro ko matching ariya wa malawang ni kapikko tinginig. Uwali tap ko utok kanad ukap, tamakuninga. Kangiksit ko piyalag kaluhay ka tap tumuna. Nasa kanik ukalang mali ibiga magipiyalang ariya tap tumingali isumalukulo ni ukalang man. Utok kanali ala tenali ukalaf sa ako yung mga luhay ka. Nalian ninyo ni Tain na kalag to amig to sa kanang ito. Tap to mingali, tiki sa akin amig, isumalog to ak, utok ka na atyak. Tain na sipsani ko wa, ukalungunig to sa asukpalik yun ni Tam na kain nga rok. Tap to mingali, isumalog de kak to anig. Uwa, sumig ukalog pa karating wa aglaan, Tam na liwa, tap ko alumihalik to, tape ko ah. Tutalo buki wagut ki wa mekhlek tu bukli taput khak si magalwa ga aglanu batu talo bukli inyuyak tu thirdingo khaya running aru tap ko le aglat khak si mangi ke tap tu ma nunaya ra nek tu le tam na allangung isuak pan ah namak tamak ko mekhlek tu nunaya ra Nun niliwin sa akong tiging pangmapag, tam na sa akong tingin sa akong tiging, utama mana itong malugibalong niya kahit nun na yung milyo tigilo. Ukurikirid, ukakto mo niya atirot. Ati next dot, aglaan iksilam mo yun daw. Uba, iksilya tilangan nila ilitso yung ano nga kasi maligin niya pta. Tatkim niya cross island ni ma. Ukaba ako tigak pahalo tayo na kasi makpaligin niya pta. Tabra kasi mayak to ako kurekere di langat. Dibingay niluk to ako makpihamig katsi mo tatpaw nga. Ula ka ruwak to nun na. Ulik singarok tabra iksi palug tilangan ni tabra ni tauto nga ilitso ko nga iga. Ilat ka tabra kalaw tigit ka. Raw bahiyo ni iksi palug si marok. Tabra iksi laro daglaan. Tam na nalunajok. Uwa ko ang ngaktuak pahaluit. Like Raymond said, unung man ang ngaktuak pahaluit yuwa nagaanak sirut. Nagaanak sirut. Inyupiago nekpulo tam na nuisuro ak ataramik. Inyupiago runga uwa nga. Tabrasi stayed lamon tikin nyapta tabra inyupiago nga aksakaktuot. Kanuki stayed ko pitkura nga. Tabra inyupiago nekpulo wapitin ikipilagari ikpun. Walo ba kung klaim ko do bang mga inyupiak? Inyupiak do pisuk tunga, inyupiak do ninyusuk tunga. Tapa dahil na do state laptop tuma, tap kunung ang tikinyap ta, kipilig ka rin, putak luna do dahil na kipilig halo. Kanong luni ka matap kunin ang kama nakalap ta, kapsinig kama matkalap ta, at ako singo ko manyay pialak tuot. Uwa, IRA niyong tukura walo aktuli, nunakira daman ko atay masi. Daman na, Tap to makisianik, makitan niya kong nakay, IRH, so ang kasiluting makit pata. Tap to makisianik, akililik sa tuwalog kuminya kong nakay, tamag kwa. Tung maluk si Vajuat, then tap ko ni nga, IRH, inyupiat, kabaman nga ni, kabaman ni Rupta. Ubasuli, isumagalawa kama. Kuwata kalawa kap tataramik. Tam na ba, It pingit kalawak to, aglaan isu matigipi alag kigali, iluangit yuk. Manra, isiktaw yung minyad kalawak to, adun ni dayam isiktaw kalak luwit. Kanuk yuwa, state hanya mintay kuwa sabag tikak to. Kanuk luna kimaniak pa, tam na defendant. Uwaluni public defendant kakalawak luni. Uwaglan, alam ik pilikpat kisya ni tiba ki malasipayaan niya ang nakitamag ko. Tamagkual mara isu matigilawit. Kamaman po dalang waktu hurawal waktu. Ay aray, tam na suama silyo ko. Iglaro hurawal waktu, pang mabag. Iglakto hurawal waktu. Inyupiago sukup da. Stead pit kurangan nun. Tukuti da nga kayo da. Kibulukti da nga kayo da. Kikasibon mun inyupiago sukutuban, inyupiago laturugod. Nigaduti bulu damagkua. Nigilaturabod. Adaramig pit kuramod tikin niya nga atin. Tunawa daba daf tuma stead kum. Daf tuma day na tikisi dahlo da daf tuma nga tabra. Pit kuram. Stead kum pit kuram nga da day na daf kuno nga tikisi dahari ati kudu wangalik ang eksisim ni. Daun na luwa da kayo kabaman mo pigini ka luwak til lugo. Uwa stadium na kadabra dan nexo ya pasuk tu ari ati ut angna rung mip kahlu da ubaluwa inyu piago ne biu da ubale dam na kang si baya ko yu magalu ari ga aku versi ok tini liking wa khak tu ngai nyu ek tadi making wa khak tu ada versi ok tini ka kari ra kamali dabra ilat ka aku bagu nexo Igasat ko, papat ko, temi mago kayo sa apang kaya na. Ako baksiyok tipta ko, kaya bing may ulhaklo digilo. Apang kasi niya klo dig, ako baksiyok raksing ito, like some people are doing. Tamaan niya kami ako klo dig. Tap ko ako kisisali, kinguwa ka kami di malat, ten na ako baksiyok tinig daw. Nakadawa, stayed ko, pipkawra ka matigot, kamakirian itirak tigot, uwa inyo piyagusong mewot. Kanukulo da tema, Simun mong niyak pisa. Taba kabaman po dalang mong isuakpan. Taba dahil na tapto mga trouble kak, problem kak sa katak tukot. Simun mong kuminyat tukot. Uwalo una, apikil lang niya kaya. Imo kaluharit ka po yung nangit kaluni. Uwalo na, apikil lang niya kaya. I got two questions for you. I want you to answer yes or no. So, don't try to explain it. When they were making this ANCSA, where did they make it? In Alaska or in the that ANCSA? How? I lost my question. ANCSA. ANCSA sabang marung. Was it made in the government of the United States? Or how did they form this ANCSA?
Well, the ANCSA is an act of Congress. It's a law passed by the Congress of the United States and signed by the President. It was made in Congress in Washington, D.C. by the members of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
That's so they could Alaska Land Settlement?
Yeah, that's where ANCSA comes from Congress. It's a law passed by Congress, made in Washington, D.C. That's...
Was it supposed to be international or not international? Was it supposed to go to international after the Congress got it done, was it supposed to go to international before they could be accepted?
No.
No?
Congress passed it, and that made it enforceable in the United States of America. It was a law passed by one country, the United States. It wasn't subject to approval in any international body.
Because one way or the other, I heard some people talking about that it was supposed to pass by international law before it was accepted in the United States.
Well, the rights of native people have their origin in international law. And indeed, international law is re-emerging in the development of native people's rights all over the world today. The trouble with international law is that it's not all that easy to enforce it. You may have rights under international law, but you have to be able to go to a court somewhere that says, yes, these are your rights and we will enforce them. And just about every country, including the United States, laws passed by Congress apply notwithstanding international law. That is, they are applied by the courts of the United States, even if international law says something different. I'm putting it very roughly, but I think that's about the size of it.